Edius, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Base 4:2. The Mishnah is continuing on here. According to many Girsaos, this first part of the Mishnah doesn't belong in the Mishnah at all. And you'll see that we're not discussing in this first half a Machlokus between Batil and Beishamai, which is a good reason to think it doesn't belong here in the Perek. In addition, the Gemara has this discussion and doesn't reference this Mishnah, so that suggests also the Mishnah wasn't the Mishnah originally. Whatever the case is, we have it in our Mishnah in front of us, so we'll do it here. The Mishnah following up on the previous Mishnah talking about the egg, which was laid on Yom Tov, says Behema Shenolda B'Yom Tov. If you have an animal which is born on Yom Tov, meaning a calf or a lamb or a kid, Hakol Modam Shehim Muteres, everybody agrees that you could eat it on Yom Tov. Meaning even Beis Hillel, who has this Hachana de Rabba problem, the idea of preparation on the day before of has to be a whole day, doesn't apply when it comes to animals being born. The reason why is because the egg is not ready for consumption the day before, so it's under construction, if you will, inside the chicken, whereas the newly born calf was edible, like if it's born on Shavuos on a Sunday, then on the previous day of the Shabbos, the Saturday the day before Sunday, so it also was edible. It just, you know, hadn't been born yet. It was edible for a few days already. So the idea is that there's no hachana happening to make it hachan derab and a problem. Important caveat lehalacha, to tell you, really you're supposed to not eat an animal in its first 7 days of being born. The concern is the animal is a nafel, it's an unviable animal, it's going to die, making a trefa, not kosher. Therefore, we wait 7 days to see. But there is a possibility, says the Gemara, if you knew for certain that the animal is born after a full term and you see it's in good shape, so then you can assume it's indeed not a nafel and going to survive, and therefore you could eat it. Shulchan Aruch Paskins nowadays are not expert in this stuff, so no, we never eat animal in the first 7 days. But anyways, the Mishnah is imagining that you could eat it on that day, so that's the situation here. Now, the Efroach, in contrast, a chick, a baby chick, which hatches, Shiyatza min abeitza, it emerges from its egg on Yom Tov, Hakol Modam Shu Asar. Everyone says, no, 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 you definitely cannot eat that on Yom Tov, the newly hatched chick, the chicken baby chick. Now, the reason why, says the Bartanura, really interestingly, is because when the chick is first born, its eyes are still closed, it's really kind of gross, and it's got a status of being a Sheretz Ha'of, like a creepy crawly, a creepy winged creature, the kind of thing that's gross you'd want to eat, like a dragonfly or a bat or something, you know, a hornet. In any case, that is an opinion according to Elazar bar Yaakov. The Shacham disagree with that rationale, and the Rishonim disagree with the Bartanura and what's the Iker Pshat here. The Chacham and the Gemara and the Rishonim and the whatever, the Shulchan Aruch, etc. Paskin, the issue here is not one of Sheretz Oaf, but rather one of Muktzah, that this newly hatched chick wasn't edible when Yom Tov came in, wasn't ready for food, it's on Mukhan, and now it's been emerged, but it's now Muktzah because it wasn't ready when you came into Yom Tov, so therefore it's forbidden. A good proof for this latter approach, brings up the Tos Yom Tov, of course, is that the Mishnah here is talking about Yom Tov. Like, if the issue was that the animal is just kind of a Sheretz Oaf, that would be true on any day of the week. Why are you talking about Yom Tov here? Okay, so that would be a good reason to think that we're talking about the issue is one of Muktzah, and since the animal wasn't prepared before, it's Muktzah on Yom Tov, and therefore you can't even move the newly laid chick. Evil say, well, how come the baby calf or lamb kid, which is born on Yom Tov, why isn't that Muktzah? The answer is because it's still edible even the day before. Meaning, just here's the case. The case is, hypothetically, if a pregnant cow is slaughtered and inside it she has in utero still a baby calf, the calf is edible as is. You're allowed to eat it. And therefore, it's like, if that would be the case over here, the day, like so to speak, the day before Yom Tov, you could have shechted the pregnant mommy cow and eaten that baby inside of it. So therefore, it's considered like kind of mukhan for food already. In contrast, there's no unhatched chick that you could eat the day before. Okay, so the issue is Muktzah lahalacha. Okay, now the Mishnah continues on. We're returning now to Machlokas in Beisham Beis Hillel, where Beisham is a lenient one. This is back to the Mishnah for sure. It says, so the case that the Mishnah is worried about here is when you're shechting a bird, so there's a mitzvah in the Torah called Kisui Hadam. The Torah requires that when you shecht either a chaya, undomesticated animal, or an oaf, a kosher bird, that after slaughtering it, you have to cover and put some like soil, dirt, ash, or the like, to cover the blood, at least the dam nefesh, the lifeblood of the animal that came, you know, after you slaughtered it. So that means you have to have dirt ready from before Yom Tov. And dirt that isn't prepared before Yom Tov is muktzah. So that's a problem if you don't have it ready ahead of time. More than that, if you're going to propose to sort of dig some dirt out of the ground, besides for a muktzah, which is a durban issue, you'll also have potential deraisa issues. Digging holes is the malacha of bona potentially, or chofer, digging into the ground, preparing the ground for planting. And you can't do that on Yom Tov or Shabbos. Also, you have a separate problem, which is if you dig a clod of earth out of the ground, it might still need to be broken down to like its, you know, smaller constituent parts, like to crumble it up. And crumbling up a big clod of earth is the malach of tochen, of grinding. So for all those reasons, if you didn't have sand or dirt, whatever it is, ready from before Yom Tov, so then l'chachil, you can't go and shecht an animal and eat it, because you want, I should say, a bird and eat it, because then you can't cover the blood. So Beis Shammai is going to have a leniency here and say, listen, if before Yom Tov comes in, you take a shovel and you stick it in the ground and say, I'm going to use the soil that's kind of in the shovel, if you will, on Yom Tov, so you're making it, you're preparing ahead of time, so now you have the, you're getting the muktzah issue out of the way, because you're saying that I'm designating the sand here, so to speak, in the shovel, quote-unquote, to be used for covering the blood of the bird. And also you've sort of half dug it out already, so you don't have the problem potentially of digging a hole, and you also don't have the problem necessarily of crumbling up a clod if it's afer tichuach, if it's soft, it's like sand already, if it's soft earth. So then says Beis Shammai, that's good enough. Just stick in the shovel from before Yom Tov, and you'll pull it out on Yom Tov and cover the blood, and therefore l'charchil you're allowed to shech the bird. Beis Hillel, who are strict, say no, just because you stuck a shovel in the ground doesn't mean that it's allowed to be unplucked on Yom Tov, even if, yes, you've done dealt with the muktzah issue because you've designated it with the sand, and even if you'll say it's as good as dug out already from before Yom Tov because you put the shovel in, at all events, there's still the possibility of, and even if you say the ground is soft, there's still the possibility that when you pluck it out of the earth, you'll find that there's a clump there and you'll end up having to break it apart. So that's a minimum of a durabanan, lest you come to break apart the sand. So therefore, Beis Hillel say, no, you cannot l'charchila shecht animals, birds on Yom Tov without having sand or dirt prepared from beforehand. B'di'eved, if you in fact stuck the shovel into the ground, and in fact the ground is soft, so it will not presumably not need to be broken up further, then you could use that sand, b'di'eved, says Beis Hillel. But everyone's going to agree, if you didn't prepare any shovel in the ground or sand before, and you have no sand to cover, then you may not shecht on Yom Tov at all. And even if you do shecht on Yom Tov, you're going to be mevatel mitzvasei, because you can't cover it. You can't get dirt out. You'll have to not cover it. And then the Shulchan Aruch Pasul after Yom Tov, you'll have to then cover the blood best you can, but that's already no good. I mean, that's not, you missed the opportunity to do it properly. Okay, that's the story in a nutshell. The Mishnah says inside as follows. Hashochet chayva of b'yom tov. If one slaughters an undomesticated animal like a deer or an oaf, a bird like a chicken on Yom Tov, Beis Shammai say, yachpor b'deker v'yichase. They say, you could pluck out the deker, the shovel, which is in the ground from before Yom Tov, and use that to cover the blood, and it's no problem. You can do it l'chachila. U'beisil omrim lo yishchot, l'chachila, you may not do that. El'im ken haya lo afar muchan, unless you had prepared sand, not in the ground, but out of the ground already. You pulled it out already before Yom Tov to make sure that you're not going to do any hole digging and not have to do any grinding up of a clump of clod of earth. Umodim, but Beis Hillel do agree, she'im shachat, she'yach v'deker v'yichase, that if you did the wrong thing and shechted this bird or this chaya on Yom Tov, and you did have a shovel dug in the ground from before Yom Tov, then you could now pull it out and do your mitzvah d'oraisa of kisui adam, but the rabbis weren't gozer in that, lest you come to grind up a clod if you have a mitzvah sase to do and already have done and shechted the animal after the fact. So that would be the din essentially. The Mishnah ends with another point here. The next letter is a shin, she'efer. That's misleading, okay? You should look at this as a vav, and this is like a new thought here. The question is, what else could you use? What else could be considered to be sand, or in this case, it's ashes, to cover blood that came from a slaughtered chicken? So the Mishnah is saying, it says, but the shin, you read it like a vav, v, and the afer, she'afer, the ashes that are in the kira, that are in the bottom of the stove or the oven, like they had the wood burning, you know, stoves, ovens, but it's like those clay kind of, you know, tubes, if you will, that they put they burned in wood at the bottom of them. So the ash at the bottom of that thing are considered muchanhu. They're considered to be prepared from before Yom Tov. Meaning, if you burned a fire in your stove or your oven before Yom Tov, and now there's ashes at the bottom of it, so everybody would have this stam das, like in the back of their head, they think, oh yeah, that's useful ashes, which I could use to cover the blood of my chicken when I shecht it. So therefore, without having some explicit designation, still, you could now shecht your chicken on Yom Tov and use the ashes that were there from before Yom Tov on the bottom of your stove to cover the blood. That's fine. Important to note, if you had burned the wood on Yom Tov and now you have ashes at the bottom of the stove, if ashes are no longer hot, then they're just, it's still, those ashes are now muktzah, they weren't muchan prepared from before Yom Tov, they're nola, they're new things, and you wouldn't be able to use that ash. But so the Mishnah's on with ashes that were burned and appeared before Yom Tov came in. The Shulchan Aruch actually says a separate point, which is if the ashes are actually still hot, they're not muktzah yet, because you could use them for cooking eggs, and therefore you actually could use it once again to cover the spilled blood.